10 halachos in 10 minutes, part 2, Hilchos Tefillin. All right, the minimum requirement to have tefillin on a person's arm and head is for the duration of Kriya Shema and Shemona Esrei. Obviously, we put it on at the beginning, we keep it on through the end. We'll talk about exactly when the end is, but the bare minimum of a person who had some sort of Shas Adchak, you want to make sure that you have it on for Kriya Shema and for Shemona Esrei. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Chaf Hei, and it's based upon a Gemara that some of you guys maybe saw recently in Daf Yomi, on Yudal and Rebez, that says if a person recites Kriya Shema in the morning without their tefillin, so that is, that's considered Meid Sheker Ba'atzmo. He's testifying falsely about himself, because as we said yesterday, twice in the context of Kriya Shema, in the second paragraph, in the first paragraph and the second paragraph, we mention the mitzvah k'shartem osom li'os al yedchem v'yu totvos bein inechem. That's the second paragraph. And the first paragraph, of course, k'shartem osom yodecha v'yu totvos bein inechem. So how does it look? How does it look if a person is reading the words where the mitzvahs that say are detailed in the Torah and he's, so to speak, ignoring it and not fulfilling the mitzvah himself? That the mei eidus sheker ba'atzmo and as a result is criticized strongly in the Gemara. Moreover, the Gemara says that wearing his tefillin during Kriya Shema and Shemona Esrei, the beginning of the day, is part of what we refer to as Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemaim Shlema. When a person ties the Shema, the Dal Parshas to his mind and his arm, we'll describe the significance in a moment. So that is how a person makabel O Malchus Shemaim Shlema. That's really the way that a person starts the day. A person begins the day with understanding his responsibility as a subject of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so then that can guide his decisions and guide his actions over the course of the day. Number two, but a person has a choice, right? We just said that you have this requirement to wear your tefillin during Kriya Shema and tefillah during Shemona Esrei. But what if a person has a choice between davening tefillah b'tzibur or waiting for a pair of tefillin? Okay, this happens all the time in schools, right? High school kid shows up to davening in the morning and he forgot his tefillin at home, okay? But the minyan is beginning, so either he can wait till everyone else finishes davening Shemona Esrei and borrow someone's tefillin, okay? It doesn't have to be a high school kid, it could be anybody. Okay, you forgot your tefillin, and you could borrow someone else's tefillin, which is 100% acceptable. Lulav and Esrog on the first day of Sukkot, the person is supposed to have his own Lulav and Esrog that belongs to him. Tefillin doesn't have to belong to you. So should I wait to borrow someone else's tefillin afterwards, or is it better to chop around, they're about to daven Shemona Esrei, and I should say tefillah b'tzibur while they're saying Shemona Esrei, and I'll just put on my tefillin afterwards, and for a little while when I get the chance. Okay, but this way, if I can go straight through Shema and Smichas Gula Tefillah and so on and so forth. So the halach is, Mishabur brings from the Magen Avraham, it's better to wait until everyone has finished davening, and then they'll give you, the tefillin to borrow, and then you should pick up. In other words, you should start from the beginning of davening brachos, Sukkot Zimra, and stop after Yishtabach. Wait after Yishtabach till you get a pair of tefillin, and then continue from Berachos Kriya Shema and Shemona Esrei and so forth. Okay, so you see how serious this is not to say Kriya Shema without your tefillin on, because you should even miss when everyone else is doing it in order to be able to do a proper question at the end of you. Okay, so obviously the one exception to this is if you're going to wait for those tefillin, you'll miss Zman Kriya Shema. So then better to daven, better to say Kriya Shema, or you're going to miss Zman Tefillah, you should say Shemona Esrei. The Kriya Shema is 3 hours after the beginning of the day. Tefillah is 4 hours after the beginning of the day. Shol Zmanios, it's not precisely 60 minutes, depends on the time of the year. But if a person's going to miss that Zman, so then it would be better for him to just say Kriya Shema, say Shemona Esrei, and you'll put on the Tefillah afterwards. But again, if a person is waiting, so then he's not subject to the criticism, the Eidus Sheker Ba'atzmo that we described before, because that's only if a person is doing it without a good excuse. I was told in the name of Aaron Salvechik a number of years ago that if you're in a chinuch setting, if you're in a place where, as a result of telling the kids not to put on their tefillin and just wait, so then people are going to, as a result, not really daven, because then they'll get their tefillin at the end and daven in 3 minutes. Better to have them daven without the tefillin and get the tefillin later. If you're ever in that situation as a Rebbe or as a Machanach, certainly ask a Shiloh, because that may be a little bit different than a normal case when one of us, accidentally show up somewhere and we don't have tefillin, we have to borrow from somebody else. Okay, when a person says, In Shema, k'shartem losa yadecha, and vayu totofos ben yinecha, you should touch the tefillin shayad and tefillin shorosh respectively in each of the paragraphs of Shema. Many people, in addition to touching it, kiss their fingers as well. Some people use their talus, or they take the ritzua of the tefillin, because it's a little bit strange to be kissing your hand. My hand isn't really, my hand's just my hand. Why am I kissing my hand? So better to take the tefillin, touch the tefillin with it, right, or the tzitzis. But other people use their hand the same way people would use it to kiss a mezuzah or kiss the Sefer Torah. Other times during davening, when it's appropriate to touch the tefillin and kiss them, Ozer Yisrael Begvura on the arm, Ozer Yisrael Besefara on the head, like we described yesterday. The pe'er, the tferis, refers to tefillin. Poseach es yodecha, umasbil l'chol chai ratzon, and also during the bracha of Yotzer or of Orichoshech at the beginning of Berachas Kriyat Shema. The Mishbura says the reason why you do this is because we sort of inject at a few different junctures during the tefillah reminders that I'm wearing my tefillin, because it's so important that I have proper machshavos, proper pure thoughts, and gufnaki, that we don't want to habitually lose sight of the fact that we're wearing the tefillin. So every once in a while, we'll touch the tefillin, kiss them, just to make sure we have that cognizance. Number four, earliest time to put on tefillin is Misha Yakir, the when enough daylight has begun to show that I'd be able to differentiate between the white tzitzis and the blue tzitzis when there's tcheles, or to be able to recognize someone I'm someone acquainted with from a distance of Dalet Amos. How long is that? So it's the same time that a person can begin saying Kriyat Shema in the morning. Misha Yakir, according to Moshe Feinstein in New York City, is around 35 minutes, 40 minutes or so before sunrise. Others allow for a little bit more, 45, 50 minutes, some even more than that. But definitely gets a little bit complicated this time of year. Early minyanim, when people have to go to work, sometimes it definitely will begin before Misha Yakir, and sometimes there'll be minyanim that end before Misha Yakir comes as well. What do you do about the tefillin? What do you do about Kriyat Shema? So the short answer is you definitely don't make a bracha under normal circumstances if you have to put in your tefillin before Misha Yakir. Hopefully, by the end of davening, you'll still have your tefillin on, and it'll be after Misha Yakir, you can make the bracha then, you can say Kriyat Shema then, but that's an ask your local Orthodox rabbi in the shul how he recommends the Baal Batim behave if they have to run to work early and the Zmanim are as they are right now. One should put on the talis before it puts on the tefillin. Two reasons for that. There's number five, Malan B'Kodesh V'Ein Moridin. We go up in Kedusha. Tefillin is a higher level of Kedusha than is the mitzvah of Tzitzis. Number two, what's the other reason? Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. You put the most common mitzvah on first, which is the talis. You wear it 7 days a week. Tefillin, of course, is maximum 6 days a week because of Shabbos, less with Yontif, Tisha B'Av, Avelis. We discussed other exceptions yesterday. Therefore, it's important that when you put your tefillin back in the talis bag, or I should say the tefillin in the bag and the talis in the bag together, if you have a talis and tefillin, to make sure that you position them in such a way that the talis is maybe sticking out a little bit. Even though the talis should be positioned under the tefillin, because the tefillin are holier, the talis should be sticking out so that I can reach it first without passing over the tefillin. Ein mavir al mitzvos. We'll talk about some more details in that regard a different day. Number six, when you put on your tefillin, what are the kavanos you should have? That I'm wearing the dalet parshios on my arm, opposite my heart, on my head, which is near my brain. My mind is where my neshama is located. We find in the Sefer Kabbalah. And these parshios talk about the oneness of Hashem and Yetzias Mitzrayim, to remember all the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed in Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that also conjures up the notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has complete mastery and control over everything in our world, the upper worlds and the lower worlds. Number seven, there's an additional aspect of kavanah a person should have. The reason is on my brain and it's on my heart, where the we'll call them the seats of emotion and a person's thought, is so that those will be directed and devoted towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, towards the mitzvot, so that all my goals and aspirations will be in that realm of spirituality. And that ultimately, Shulchan Aruch says, is and based on Rabbeinu Yonah in Gemara Brachos, to encourage me to minimize my personal pleasures. Not to think about my whole life in this world as eat, drink, and be merry, but sometimes I need to sacrifice some of those things. Sometimes I need to inconvenience myself a little bit, because ultimately my spiritual growth and my commitment to Hashem is number one. Put on the tefillin first on the arm, number eight, and the tefillin shall rosh afterwards. Why is it that we have this specific order? Right? Why can't I just switch it up one day and put on my tefillin shall rosh first and then the tefillin shall yad? So the answer is, the Gemara says, Menachos daf lamed vav amud aleph, V'hayu l'totavos b'ninecha. How do you translate that? V'hayu, they will be as totavos b'ninecha, right? How many tefillin do I put b'ninecha?
One.
Just one. So what do you mean v'hayu? What do you mean and they will be? So the answer is, Rashi says, the Gemara says, kol zman sh'b'ninecha yushtayim. Whenever there's tefillin on my head, there should be a total of two tefillin. Yichab? Yichab the drasha? Okay, so v'hayu means, if I'm wearing it on my head, I must have two. So therefore, I'm not allowed to put on the shel yad before the shel rosh. Number nine, a righty wears his tefillin on his left hand. Lefty wears it on his right hand. If a person is ambidextrous, he wears it on his left hand. If a person is somewhere in between, they write with their left hand, okay? But they do other things with their right hand. So it's a little bit of a shaila. The Rama says then you wear it like a lefty. It goes based on your right hand and left hand in terms of writing. Many posts disagree with it and say, no, if almost everything I do except for writing is with my right hand, then I'm a righty, even if I write with my left hand. Nafkamina, anyone here a lefty? Yeah, okay, we'll talk about that afterwards. Es local Orthodox rabbi, but I do know people who were instructed by their rebbeim because it wasn't so clear if they were lefty or righty. They wear their tefillin as a righty for the entire davening, and then maybe after Uval Tzion or during Kriyas HaTorah, they'll switch to the other side just for a few moments. Okay, and finally, number 10, just to close, there's a little more in the realm of Musar, but the Chafetz Chaim brings in Shmiras HaLashon at the very end of the Sefer and also in Mishnah Berurah. What did we say earlier? That a person should make sure to when they say the words Ukshartam Olsi Adecha, to be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of tefillin, right? Otherwise, it looks like I'm making a fool of myself. I'm blind, right? The same thing is true in other parts of Shema. What else do we say in Shema? V'ahavta es Hashem lokecha. What is that? That's a mitzvah. One of the very first mitzvahs of 613 is to love Hashem. So he says when a person gets up to the words V'ahavta es Hashem lokecha, he should take a second to think about the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, which means spreading the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his mitzvot to other people. It means appreciating everything Hashem does for me and realizing my simplicity and my smallness in the context of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness and all the chesed that he does, even when it's undeserved. Ad kan.